जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा वनचारी, जमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरावनचारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Thank you. जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद
जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेद कौर भक्त वृंद की जय। कलियुग पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories assembled devotees, all glories assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 12 वर्स नंबर 20 which is on the board. Later on, we'll also read verse number 19. Esha Data Sharanyascha Yatha Hi Aushinaraha Shibihi Yashaha वितनिता स्वानाम दौष्णीति इव इव यज्वानाम एष दाता शरण्यश्च यथा हौशीनरशिभिः यशो वितनिता स्वानाम् दौष्यन्तिरिव यज्वनाम् एष दाता शरण्यश्च यथा हौशीनरशिभिः यशो वितनिता स्वानाम् दौष्यन्तिरिव यज्वनाम् एष दाता शरण्यश्च यथा हौशीनरशिभिः यशो वितनिता स्वानाम् दौष्यन्तिरिव यज्वनाम् एष दाता शरण्यश्च यथा हौशीनरशिभिः यशो वितनिता स्वानाम्
लोशन्तिरिवयज्वला येशनाकाशरण्यश्च ेषदाताशरण्यश्च यथा योषी नरशिभिः यशो वितनितास्वानाम् दौशन्तिरिव यज्ञम् एष दाता शरण्यश्च यथा यौषी नरशिभिः यशो वितनितास्वानाम् दौशन्तिरिवयज्वना.
माताजी कृष्ण एष दिस चाइल्ड दाता डोनर इन चैरिटी शरण्यः प्रोटेक्टर ऑफ द सरेंडर्ड च एंड यथा एस ही सर्टनली औशीनरः द कंट्री नेम्ड उशीनर शिभिः शिभि यशः फेम वितनीता डिसेमिनेटर स्वानाम ऑफ द किंसमैन दौष्यंति इव लाइक भरत द सन ऑफ दुष्यंत यज्वनाम ऑफ दोज हु हैव परफॉर्म्ड मेनी सैक्रिफाइसेस. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. This child will be a munificent donor of charity and protector of the surrendered, like the famous king Shibi of the Ushinara country. And he will expand the name and fame of his family like Bharata, the son of Maharaj Dushyanta. Purport. A king becomes famous by his acts of charity, performances of yajnas, protection of the surrendered, etc. A Kshatriya king is proud to give protection to the surrendered souls. This attitude of a king is called Ishwara Bhava, or factual power to give protection in a righteous cause. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord instructs living beings to surrender unto Him, and He promises all protection. The Lord is all-powerful and true to His word, and therefore He never fails to give protection to His different devotees. The king, being the representative of the Lord, must possess this attitude of giving protection to the surrendered souls at all risk. Maharaj Shibi, the king of Ushinara, was an intimate friend of Maharaj Yayati, who was able to reach the heavenly planets along with Maharaj Shibi. Maharaj Shibi was aware of the heavenly planet where he was to be transferred after his death. And the description of this heavenly planet is given in the Mahabharata in the Adi Parva 96 chapter verses 6 to 9. Maharaj Shibi was so charitably disposed that he wanted to give over his acquired position in the heavenly kingdom to Yayati, but he did not accept it. Yayati went to the heavenly planet along with great rishis like Ashtaka and others. On inquiry from the rishis, Yayati gave an account of Shibi's pious acts when all of them were on the path to heaven. He has become a member of the assembly of Yamaraj, who has become his worshipable deity. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, the worshipper of the demigods goes to the planets of the demigods. Yanti Deva Vrata Devan. So Maharaj Shibi has become an associate of the great Vaishnava authority, Yamaraj, on that particular planet. While he was on the earth, he became very famous as a protector of surrendered souls and a donor of charities. The king of heaven once took the shape of a pigeon hunter bird, eagle, and Agni, the fire god, took the shape of a pigeon. The pigeon, while being chased by the eagle, took shelter on the lap of Maharaj Shibi, and the hunter eagle wanted the pigeon back from the king. The king wanted to give it some other meat to eat and requested the bird not to kill the pigeon. The hunter bird refused to accept the king's offer, but it was settled later on that the eagle would accept flesh from the body of the king of the pigeon's equivalent weight. The king began to cut flesh from his body to weigh in the balance equivalent to the weight of the pigeon, but the mystic pigeon always remained heavier. The king then put himself on the balance to equate with the pigeon, and the demigods were pleased with him. The king of heaven and the fire god disclosed their identity, and the king was blessed by them. Devarshi Narada also glorified Maharaj Shibi for his great achievements, specifically in charity and protection. Maharaj Shibi sacrificed his own son for the satisfaction of human beings in his kingdom, and thus child Parikshit was to become a second Shibi in charity and protection. Daushyanti Bharata. There are many Bharatas in history, of which Bharata, the brother of Lord Ram, Bharata, the son of King Rishabha, and Bharata, the son of Maharaj Dushyanta, are very famous. And all these Bharatas are historically known to the universe. This earth planet is known as Bharata or Bharatavarsha due to King Bharata, the son of Rishabha. But according to some, this land is known as Bharata due to the reign of the son of Dushyanta. So far as we are convinced, this land's name Bharatavarsha was established from the reign of Bharata, the son of King Rishabha. Before him, the land was known as Ilavratavarsha. But just after the coronation of Bharata, the son of Rishabha, this land became famous as Bharatavarsha. But despite all this, Bharata, the son of Maharaj Dushyanta, was not less important. He is the son of the famous beauty Shakuntala. Maharaj Dushyanta fell in love with Shakuntala in the forest, and Bharata was conceived. After that, Maharaj forgot his wife Shakuntala by the curse of Kanva Muni, and the child Bharata was brought up in the forest by his mother. Even in his childhood, he was so powerful that he challenged the lions and elephants in the forest and would fight with them as little children play with cats and dogs. Because of the boy is becoming so strong, more than the so-called modern Tarzan, the rishis in the forest called him Sarvadamana, or one who is able to control everyone. A full description of Maharaj Bharata is given in the Mahabharata Adi Parva. The Pandavas or the Kurus are sometimes addressed as Bharata due to being born in the dynasty of the famous Maharaj Bharata, the son of King Dushyanta. I was requested to also just read out the previous verse, verse number 19. Shri Brahmana Ochuhu Partha Prajavita Sakshad Ikshvakuriva Manavaha Brahmanya Satya Sandhascha Ramo Dasharathar Yatha Ramo Dasharathir Yatha. The learned Brahmana said, O son of Pritha, this child shall be exactly like King Ikshvaku, son of Manu, in maintaining all those who are born, and as for following the Brahminical principles, especially in being true to his promise, he shall be exactly like Rama, the personality of Godhead, the son of Maharaj Dasharatha. I'll read parts of this purport as we discuss.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् मन्देहम् श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुम् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् साग्रजाताम् सहगणः रघुनाथान्वितम् तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनसहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखाम्बितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण Srila Prabhupada in his purport has thrown extensive light on two very important personalities and their pastimes as well. Prabhupada has alluded in the purport to Mahabharata, Adi Parva. So, I'll try and highlight some very interesting points and observations in the Mahabharata, Shanti Parva, as well as in Kautilya Arthashastra and Manusmriti. Many of the qualities of a Raja and Raja Dharma specifically, which Maharaj Parikshit is personifying, which Maharaj Parikshit, the description of his qualities are illustrating. And we'll read through some of the qualities again from the purport as we progress. Now it's very interesting that right at the outset in the Shanti Parva of Mahabharata, Bhishma Dev, he says, Naivam Rajyam na Rajyasit na cha Dando na cha Dandikaha Dharme Naiva Praja Sarve Rakshati Sma Parasparam. There was a time when there was no need of Raja nor Rajya nor need of Danda, that is giving punishment, na Dandikaha, one who gives punishment. Here the valor, the chivalry of Bharata, the son of Dushyanta, has been described. But what Pitamaha Bhishma says is that there was a time when this was not needed, or rather, this was not needed to be demonstrated in society at large, because there was no need of a king. Why does he say that? He says, Dharmena eva praja sarve rakshati sma parasparam. That there was a time, sma, there was a time when everyone was following their swadharma in alignment with the ultimate dharma, surrender to Krishna, and therefore they were protecting each other. So if everyone follows this, Krishna also says this in Bhagavad Gita, Shriyan Swadharma Vigunha Paradharma Sunashtitat, better to follow in swadharma. But what is it that inhibits one from following that? So Kaudilya in Arthashastra makes a very interesting point. Because every time there is a yuga, new yuga, there is a need for rethinking, brainstorming. And Kaudilya does that, and Prabhupada alludes to that also in sometimes. She says, Matsanyayabhi bhuta praja manu, manu vaivasvatam rajanam chakrire. He says, Matsya. Sometimes there are big fish. The big fish devour the small fish. Now, Fish, of course, devour the small fish in proportion to their hunger. Unfortunately, humans overdo that. So they devour beyond their requirement. And because of this propensity, there is a need to put a check. And that is exactly where Krishna also says, Sakale neham hata yogo nashta parantapa. Same concept. That with, in due course of time, Bhishma Dev says that this degraded. That people were not protecting each other's rights. They were too obsessed with their own rights, with their own adhikar. Kartavya took a backstage. And therefore, there is a need of someone who can ensure this is followed. It's very important. So, there's a very interesting word, a word also used there. Yoga, Kshema, Avaha. The big fish can devour the small fish. But Krishna says Yoga, Kshema, right? Yoga, Kshema, Avaha. To make sure that others are protected, there's a need for a king. And then, there's a description there how, right from the time, therefore, there was this provision that from the time of Vaivasvata, the praja would give 1/6 of their grains and 1/10 of merchandise as sovereign dues to the Raja. And the Raja would then take upon themselves the responsibility of assuring and maintaining the safety of the praja. So the provision was there. But in due course of time, that provision has to be somewhat structured. It has to be manifested. And therefore, Pitamaha Bhishma, again in Shanti Parva, he explains how that system, the Varnashram concept is there, but the Varnashram system manifested. Often, you know, people confuse the principle with the system. The system might have fluidity in the way it is manifest from age to age. But the principle Krishna says, Chatu Varnam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasha. So it's there. The ontological status is that is there. You can't break principles. You can only break yourself against principles. So therefore, the Shanti Parva, what does Pitamaha Bhishma talk about? He talks about the origin and the purpose of the Rajadharma. The rules that help enforce Raja Dharma. What are the qualities of a king? And how much of paramount importance it is to have a system where kings are being trained. The training is required. And finally, he points out how there is actually coexistence of what we call, you know, modern, not modern democracy, but the importance of Praja, Praja Vishnu. That word is there. The importance of Praja and the importance of Raja are equally maintained. So, this is a very interesting verse. Raja dharman pravakshyami yadhavritto bhaven rupaha sambhavascha yatha tasya siddhischa parama yatha. This is the opening line in Manuspriti. That I will now declare what is Raja dharma, Manu says. How it was created. How that facility is of paramount importance so that people can execute dharma peacefully. So there, we hear in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that Sahyagya Prajasishtva Purovacha Prajapati Anena Prasavishtvadham Keshavos Tritta Kamadhukha. Right from the time of creation, the process of Yajna was there. The Yajna, as it's manifested for the king, for the Raja, Dushtasya Danda Sujanasya Puja Nyayena Koshasya Chasampravriddhi Apakshapator Thishu Rashtra Raksha Panchaiteva Yajnaha Katita Nripanam. 5 Yajnas recommended for kings. What are they? Dushtasya Danda. Someone, a miscreant, creating obstacle in the lives of the large population at large. Dushtasya dandaha. But that's not sufficient. Sujanasya puja also exemplifying good behavior so that the praja knows whom to emulate. Sujanasya puja Nyayena koshasya. To enrich the treasury. Sampravriddhi. By just methods. By proper methods, enrich the treasury. Because the treasury is always required in times of crisis. And then, apakshapatorthishu. Anyone who requires nyaya, be apaksha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, samoham sarvabhuteshu. Krishna is samoham. Now, samoham is samabhava. But Krishna doesn't talk about samavyavahar, of course. So, vyavahar has to be according to that person. But samabhava. That's for apaksha. So, there is samabhava towards everyone. And to protect the Raja, the entire Rajyam. These are the five yajnas. Now, why yajna word is used? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yajnyarthat karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandana. All work has to be performed in the spirit of yajna. But our scriptures, even when they give details, these details are always connected with yajna, which means they have to be performed in a selfless attitude. We see in the case of Maharaj Shibi, he had no agenda per se. And extreme case, one might wonder, and sometimes one thinks, why the Srimad Bhagavatam is replete with stories of kings, whether it is Vidura, as Prabhuji was describing, right? Vidura was hearing from Maitreya, the stories of great kings. All kings who executed the Rajadharma so beautifully and also took Vanaprastha. That means the consciousness is that I am not the controller. I need to leave a legacy. I need to perform my duty, but I have to leave things in the hands of Krishna. You see, Uttanapada, Dhruva, Anga, Prithu, Prachinibhari, Pracheta, there are some examples of kings whose details were provided by Maitreya Rishi to Vidura. So many kings actually are described throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the reason is that the king actually holds the pivot for the execution of dharma, Raja Dharma. And the king must be selfless, because otherwise if he is going to run his own agenda, he is going to create a wrong precedence by fluke. It may happen that things go well, but the next generation is just going to take things further down the drain. Now, it is mandatory for the Raja, coming back to the point of Nishpakshata, it's important to give equal protection to all his subjects without discrimination. Yatha sarvani bhutani. So, Prabhupada gives the example in this purport of how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he protects everyone. Samoham. He is equal to everyone, protects everyone. Similarly, yatha sarvani bhutani dhara dharayate samam. Just like Mother Earth, dharayate samam dharayate, equally holds everyone. Right? It's not that Mother Earth is partial towards someone and becomes wobbly towards someone. Tatha sarvani bhutani vibhrata parthivam vratam. Like that, the king has to be equal to everyone. So, now, what does it mean, right? To be equal to everyone. That's further elaborated. Very interestingly. It said, Pashanda Naigama Shreni Puga Vrata Ganadishu Samrakshet Samayam Raja Durge Janapade Tatha. The king is equal to everyone, and whom all does he protect people from? Ayukta Kebhya Chorebhya Parebhyo Rajavallabhat Prithivi Pati Lobhascha Prajanam Panchatha Bhayam. From five kinds of bhaye, the king protects people. What are those five? One, the wicked officers of the king himself. This is the level of detail provided. Ayuktakebhyas chorebhya. Of course, from thieves, external thieves. From the enemies of the king, sometimes they could be royal favorites of the king. Right? So they are Rajavallabhat, from the near and dear ones of the king. And we have seen
in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, how the devotees bring to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the case of Gopinath Patnayaka, the son of Bhavananda Rai. Bhavananda Rai, devotees were treating like Pandu, and his sons were like Pandavas. So we're very concerned. And the case that was brought up was that Gopinath Patnayaka, some 200,000 conscience that he had owed to the king, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he needed some time to pay them. So therefore, he had appealed that maybe 10 to 12 horses he would give for the time being, and as he recovers the money, he would repay back. Now the son of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, Badajana, referred to in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he didn't like this, and he in fact made fun of the horses. The horses, he found them to be, he said they were incompetent. And Gopinath Patnayaka, in that process, he said, no, my horses, no, the Badajana, the big son of the king, he would keep looking up into the sky because of a particular trait, physical trait. So Gopinath Patnayaka said, my horses don't look up into the sky like like some people here. So this was taken up very offensively. The issue was, this was taken to such an extreme that, you know, he decided to put, sentence Gopinath Patnayaka to death. Now this is an example. This is an example of Sri Vallabhat, the own Raja Vallabhat. The own near and dear ones torturing. Eventually, when this came to the attention of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he said, no, that is too much extreme of a punishment. Taking another example. So there's a very beautiful story of behind the temple of Lord Tribhuvana Swami in Kashmir. And the name of the king was Chandrapeda. Now, Chandrapeda had a big land through his officers allotted for Lord Tribhuvana Swami's temple. And somehow, when the construction was to begin, the officers of the king, they approached a cobbler who was in that area. And they said, you know, this land is for the temple, you have to vacate this place. Now, the cobbler, he refused. How would you just ask me to leave? Now, remember, this entire thing was for a temple. Yet, when the officers brought this to the attention of the king was very angry with the officers for their lack of foresight. You are now starting the process of constructing the temple, and that's when you realize, and is this the way you demand him to leave? So it's explained that he asked them to stop construction, or you can find another place to construct the temple for the sake of this Charmakara. And he made a point that if we who are the judges of what is right and wrong do not act in appropriate manner, then whom do we expect to abide by the law? I mean, such a high, lofty standard, he said. But look at it, it's such a beautiful conversation. The king nevertheless goes to the Charmakar. He goes with folded hands. And he goes to the hut. In fact, he says, I'll offer you, this is for the temple. I know this dislocation will create a lot of problems for you, arthavyavastha problems for you. We will compensate you sufficiently. In fact, compensated. And then the Charmakara was so pleased by the king's disposition. Raja dharman urodhena paravatta tavochita. He says, swasti tubhyam chiram sthaya. Swasti. All auspiciousness unto you. Why? Because yielding to another, adhering to his own needs, is a principle of Raja Dharma. You have abided by it so beautifully. And in that process, the Charmakara was very happy. He just happily let go of his hut. So we see the attitude, the consciousness of a leader can make such a big difference to the praja. And this is example of what the king protects. how the king protects the praja from sometimes his own people and sometimes from his own greed as well. This is very interesting. Now, why is there a reference to the king's greed? This is a very interesting statement in Kautilya Arthashastra. Praja sukhe sukham rajya prajanam cha hite hitam. Natma priyam hitam rajya prajanam tu priyam hitam. What is happiness for a king? Happiness for a king is happiness of the praja. If the praja is happy, the king is happy. Now we can actually apply this yardstick in our own lives. Each of us may have our own sphere of influence. These qualities are actually meant for anyone in a leadership position. That the people who look up to you, their satisfaction becomes a yardstick for your own satisfaction. We just had the Brahmotsavam festival. It was so amazing to watch devotees express their gratitude. Look at the entire, genesis of this temple, right, where it is today. It's been so organically done by taking into account the well-being of the children, the orphanage, right? So this consciousness reflects in the place we are in today. So it is not just about getting something done, because what you try and achieve, the footprints you leave also create the consciousness, the aura associated with the consciousness. Very profound point. So Raghunath Swami Maharaj was asked this question. I think Radha Gopinath Prabhu was recalling this, right? How does familiarity breed contempt amongst devotees? And Maharaj made this very interesting point that familiarity breeds contempt when sense gratification is the focal point, is the point of attraction. So therefore, the smritis, they lay down points that a very important aspect of Rajadharma is the king controlling his senses. That also brings us to the previous purport. Beautiful descriptions being given here about the great qualities of Lord Sri Ram. How Lord Sri Ram, I'll just read this. The Supreme Personality of Godhead incarnated himself as Sri Ram, accepting the sonhood of his pure devotee, Maharaj Dasarath, the king of Ayodhya. Lord Ram descended along with his plenary portions and all of them appeared as his younger brothers. In the month of Chaitra, on the 90th of the growing moon in the Treta Yuga, the Lord appeared as usual to establish the principles of religion and to annihilate the disturbing elements. When he was just a young boy, he helped the great sage Vishwamitra by killing Subahu and striking Maricha, the she-demon, who was disturbing the sages in their daily discharge of duties. The first instruction Lord Sri Ram got was Kausalya, Supraja, Rama, Purva, Sandhya, Pravartate, Uttishta, Narashardula, Kartavyam, Daivamanvikam. That you have to wake up early in the morning. Sense control. And the journey of Lord Ram so beautifully is described by Kamba Rishi in Kamba Raman. That when Lord Ram entered the chamber of Mother Kaikeyi, sulking chamber, it's explained that he was to be coronated on that day. It's explained by Kamba Rishi that his face was like that of a lotus flower, which is closed. And when Mother Kaikeyi announced the desire she had expressed and the promise that Dashrath Maharaj had given, and that he had to fulfill that promise, he says his face blossomed like that lotus flower. It was closed, but it blossomed. Now in such challenging situations for the face to blossom, which means Lord Ram's priorities are clear. I am getting an opportunity to execute my duties. That is fulfillment. Of course, that's poetic description. The spirit is also there in Valmiki Ramayana. So, how is this possible? Therefore, the Smriti said, Indriyanam jaye yogam. Indriyanam jaye yogam. Samatishthe divashinam jitendriyohi shaknoti vashe sthapayitum prajaha. To actually win the hearts of Praja, the entire Praja followed Lord Ram into the forest. The entire 20,000 Snatakas followed Yudhishthir Maharaj as they were going to the forest. How did they win the hearts of the Praja? In fact, the praja for Lord Ram, praja was everywhere. Even in the forest, it was praja. So, the very interesting point is day and night. Indriyanam jaye yogam, both aharnisham, aharnisham. Day and night, the striving to regulate one's senses. That's considered very important for Raja. Strenuously. Because only when who, the point is, shaknoti vashe sthapayitum praja. Then only one can actually, not control, but inspire the praja to be themselves controlled. This point of inspiration is further, this point of sense control is further elaborated. Adeshyam yascha dishati. So in every person, there can be a choice at every point of time for a king. Between wise and death. Between dosha, between the vikaras, between the ripus, the shadripu, and death. So it's said that between the two, the king should any point of time accept death instead of wise. Why? Because the wise is creating a realm of death for many generations to come. There will be generations after generations who will actually... That's why, again, we see the Srimad Bhagavatam has so many kings, Rajarshis described. Those in the position, especially the position of leadership. Of course, in the Mahabharata, Shanti Parva, leadership has also been attributed to the Brahmanas, the Vaishyas, those who help establish, for example, financial swatantra, arthik swatantra in the society. But that's the quality of a Vaishya. For Brahman, it's the vyavaharik swatantra. So each has a responsibility. So sometimes these points of leadership cut laterally across all kinds of leadership positions, and sometimes they are very specific also to the king. So it's interesting, in the vices described in these smritis, the four regulative principles that Srila Prabhupada brought out are very clearly highlighted. Drinking liquor, gambling, lust, hurt arising out of love. This is one set described in one place, but in another place also described hunting, gambling, sleeping during the day. So in some form or the other, the four regulative principles you will find in all these places. The idea is, again, so that through this process of regulation, the king becomes subordinate to dharma. The king becomes subordinate to Krishna. Because unless Krishna is a center, Krishna says, Bhuktaram yajnyatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram, suhram sarva bhutanam yatva maam shanti prachyati. For that shanti to prevail in any society, it's that consciousness that I am the controller is very important. Like Radhanath Swami Maharaj once, I think, responded to Dwarkadish Prabhu's question, how do we control our senses? He made an interesting point that actually we may attempt to control our senses, but actually it's Krishna who can enable the controlling of the senses. So you need to offer Shikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Now, coming to the story of Bharat Maharaj, his connection with Lord Ram, we have three Bharat Maharajas referred to in this purport, and Lord Ram referred to in the previous purport. So Bharata, who is the brother of Lord Ram, while we do see verses in Ramayana where he talks about his love for his brother and why he would not assume the throne in place of his brother, there are many verses where he actually describes the qualities of Lord Ram that make him the right person to be the king. That's very important. So even when there is a discussion, qualities come out very prominently. It's not just about relation. It's not just about the eldest son. The Shastras keep talking about the qualities. That's why going further from the control of the senses to the cultivation of good qualities. Srila Prabhupada was once asked, I heard this in a conversation with Trivikram Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada was once asked, who will be the next leader? and next leader after you. And Srila Prabhupada said, a leader is not appointed. A leader emerges. So there's an aspect of leader emerging. However, one has to also understand that leadership has to be cultivated. So just because a leader will emerge doesn't mean there's anarchy and there's no system of training. So Bharat Maharaj, he alludes to the qualities of Lord Ram, very clearly highlighting that these qualities must be cultivated. They may be very natural in Lord Sri Ram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they must be cultivated. So leadership has to be cultivated. And therefore, the training of the Raja is the next point. Now, it's not at all surprising that given the qualities of the next king must be highlighted, all these verses are description of the qualities. The learned Brahmanas are describing qualities of this king, which means these are qualities which are very desirable in a king and they must be cultivated. One thing is to observe the quality, right? The fact that there is a seed of mango, but the other is to cultivate that seed. So, of course, the Brahmanas are playing a very critical role in also cultivating those qualities. Maharaj Parishad, and as much as he is a pure devotee, the message for all of us is we need to be cultivated. So the training of the princes is beautifully described that the training of the princes would happen in such a way that they would learn to respect everyone. And we see that in the story of Pandavas, their and contrasting their training or their upbringing with the Kauravas. For the Kauravas, everything was for their gratification. Pandavas, everything was for sharing. There was always a concern about others. There was always a spirit of cooperation. Beautifully, in the Udyoga Parva, I think, when Lord Shri Krishna is departing as a Shanti Dut, he is asking all the Pandavas what each of them thinks. Each Pandava has Draupadi have very interesting, varied perspectives. Should Krishna go as a Shanti Dut or not? And each of them actually bring out their chivalry to the extent that, Sahadeva says, Lord, you go. Krishna, you go. But make sure there is a war. Right? Yudhishthir Maharaj tries to bring out the balance. We have really tried our best. What if they agree for truce, but their qualities continue the way they are? So very nice discussion. And that's what is also often said, right? Great minds think, they discuss points, they discuss topics, they don't discuss people. So they weren't discussing, how bad Duryodhana is, but they were discussing how we can ensure that there is dharma, there is Krishna. You know what is best for everyone, but at the same time, we have our concerns. So Krishna, therefore, in response to every Pandava's appeal, Krishna responds. One of the very beautiful verses there is spoken by Nakula. It's beautiful in the context of other beautiful verses spoken by the Pandavas and Draupadi. Sarvametat arikramya shrutva paramatam bhavan yat praptakala manyetha tat kuryaha purushottamam. He says, Krishna, we all, in spirit he's saying, we all have heard about your Damodar Leela from childhood. Mother Yashoda tried to bind you. Two fingers were short. They kept trying, and ultimately, when you decided, you were bound. So he's saying in the same spirit, sarvameda adikramya. I'm sure Krishna, you know what is appropriate. You will go there. You will hear from the enemy what their point of view is. But ultimately, Krishna, you do what you think is most appropriate. Because your desire will prevail. So, you see, the Pandavas, their entire mindset, in most difficult situations, was centered around Krishna. Was centered around the foundation of dharma. Therefore, training is considered so important. And now, a very interesting point. In that process of training, of creating that leadership, the princes were always, their own kartavya was always emphasized. It's an, in that context that I earlier mentioned, Praja Vishnu, that the Praja were looked upon as Vishnu, in the sense as representatives of Vishnu. We say that the king is representative of Vishnu, but here Praja Vishnu. So if someone wanted to see how there was actual democracy, it was democracy in Ram Rajya. Because in Ram Rajya, Praja Vishnu, there was so much respect for the Praja. At the same time, Raja Pratyaksha Devata. The Raja would also be trained that the king must be respected. You don't just speak whatever you want in front of the king. There are etiquettes governing both. So this was the Shiksha. And what is the Diksha? In fact, the coronation, Rajyabhishek, is considered the process of Diksha. It's not just that, you know, Rajyabhishek is a process, is in a party time. And that's the big difference between monarchy and Rajadharma. Monarchy should not be equated with the Rajadharma. That's a problem also with translations. Right? Monarchy, I am the lord of all, I survey. But here, that's not the case. In the process of Rajyabhishek, the process of Diksha, the king is considered the Vrati. Who's taking the Vrata? The person who's actually dedicating his life. From Diksha to from Shiksha to Diksha. Dharmaya Raja Bhavati Na Kama Karanaya Tu. That's said in the Shanti Parva by Bhishma Dev, that this is the injunction driving the king during the coronation. Dharmaya Raja Bhavati Na Kama Karanaya Tu. Not for fulfilling his or her own wanton desires. I'll just conclude. Now, Kautilya also says that the king has a very pivotal role. Now, why is so important to create leadership? Why was so much concern there about the birth of Maharaj Parikshit? That he must appear, he must be protected. He's of course a Paramahamsa, a Bhakta. Yet at the same time, going by the qualities, it was very important for such a leader to be protected, for such a leader to be respected, respectfully protected in society. So therefore, there is this interesting verse in Mahabharata again. Kalova karanam ragnyo, rajava kala karanam. So somebody may say, whether it's the Raja who is the maker of the age, Raja kala karanam or kala karanam Raja. Does the Raja make the Kala or Kala makes the Raja? That's a question about which there's no room for doubt. Because if you have a right king, you can actually have the environment of Dharma. We've seen this from time to time. Srila Prabhupada was so therefore keen to create leaders of that caliber. So while the king is subordinate to Raja, in many places you'll find in terms of Genesis, even in Upanishads, Upanishadic verses are there. Besides Mahabharata Shanti Parva, where it is said that the king can also be considered as a maker of time. Just like, you know, in a family, the parents, they create the ecosystem for the children. Right? We can see from our own practical lives. So in that sense, from a Kala point of view, the child comes after the parents. The parents create for the Praja, they create the ecosystem. And if they create havoc, if they don't follow Bhagavad Dharma, for the child, it's going to be total chaos. The family is the smallest unit where you realize what can happen in a kingdom, can happen in a society. So from that perspective, yes, the Upanishads do, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, for example, does talk about this. But at the same time, the parents or the leaders, they must be subordinate to Krishna's Dharma. That's also important. So they are not the supreme. So therefore, the Raja is also caused by Kala. Both points are attributed in the scriptures. So with this very interesting point, I just like to conclude that these beautiful qualities being described here, while they are extremely worshipable, creating a great spirit of devotion in our hearts towards Maharaj Parikshit, towards Krishna who protected Maharaj Parikshit, there's a lot of lesson in these verses and their purports for everyone in the society, for all leaders of the society, including the establishment of Rajadharma. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thanks. Maybe one question? Yeah,
Hare Krishna. Thank you for this wonderful class. The yajna concept, five kinds of yajna talk about the king. So we see this yajna concept is quite broad. It includes many things. At the same time, the yajnat bhauti parjanya, that concept is also there. So that yajnat bhauti parjanya refers to this all kinds of yajna, or it is specific to the yajna which is performed to the devas as a like homa. It is when that yajnat bhauti parjanya talked about, does it refer to that particular yajna, or it refers to in general performing yajna?
So in my understanding, Prabhu, it refers to both. It refers to that physical act, that could be Agnihotra, that has a very big significance. At the same time, the spirit of Yajna cannot be only restricted to that. Because ultimately, all the other Yajnas are Puraka. They are complementing. Right? So, which means that we, as individuals, performing our Yajna is important. At the same time, creating this awareness, creating this ecosystem, this mindfulness about others doing their yajna, facilitating others to perform their yajna, both are important. Hare Krishna. I just want to conclude on this interesting note, right? So, if there was something that created sensation in our scriptural, right, news is all about sensation, right? So many sensational news items come out. We'll find that like the scriptures glorify kings, the sensation is also created out of violators of dharma. Vena was an example. So the exceptions clearly bring out that what is considered very undesirable is when the leader violates dharma. So I just wanted to highlight how important it is for not violating dharma as well. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram.